Hunter Biden stuff is do not even engage. Just ignore it. Like, I don't really know what they're saying now about Hunter. I know some right wingers write to me and say, David, you should be talking about Hunter. Hunter has no involvement with the Biden administration. And of course, all of the criticisms of Hunter apply. Maybe not all, but close to all of the criticisms of Hunter apply certainly to Jared and Ivanka at minimum, if not also to Don Jr. and Eric Trump. They don't apply to Barron, I guess. That would be the exception. And Tiffany, everybody forgets about Tiffany. Yeah, just I wouldn't even pay attention, quite frankly. Zach from Orlando has a crazy story and says, just wanted to share a story I overheard while at the office yesterday. For context, I work in Orlando and occasionally have to visit the corporate office in Tampa. When I arrived, I overheard our COO and CFO complaining about the traffic on I-4 and how it's all part of Biden's America. You see, David, according to these highly overpaid executives, ever since Biden got into office, nobody wants to work. Since nobody wants to work, there's less truck drivers on the road. That would be fewer. Since there's fewer truck drivers on the road, trucking companies have to hire people with less experience, although I thought nobody wanted to work. And finally, since there are more inexperienced truck drivers on the road, there's more traffic. Ah, because by virtue of being less experienced, they drive more slowly, I guess. Makes sense, right? Couldn't possibly have anything to do with our crumbling infrastructure, poor public transit options, etc. Nope, all Biden's fault. Yeah, that's pretty full on. I mean, that's wackier. It's so specific, and it's sort of a problem. How do I even say it? It's an explanation in search of a problem, sort of. I don't even know how to say it fully. But that's really wacky. And Zach, I'm really sorry that you're working around that kind of nonsense. Hopefully it's not like that every day. Thanks for all of your emails. You can send yours to info@davidpakman.com. And we've got a great bonus show planned for you today. You can sign up at joinpakman.com.
Grant and I and the rest of the Away With Words team have been sending out this podcast for 14 years now. And we still have so much more to talk about. We're just getting started. Your questions and stories are what keep this show going. We could never do it without you. We learn so much from you, and we're so grateful. We also depend on your financial support. Go to waywardradio.org/donate and help out the nonprofit that produces this show. Here's to lots more learning and laughter.
You're listening to Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. I'm always glad to learn a new word that I didn't know I needed. And Grant, I learned one from you the other day that I really appreciated.
Was it a four-letter word, a naughty word?
No, it wasn't one of those this time.
Oh, I think I know the one. It was because a friend of ours had an accident.
Yeah, a friend of ours unfortunately got knocked over by a big dog at the dog park. And you told me there's a word for that. I had no idea.
Dogberg.
Yeah, to get knocked over by an animal is to be dogberged. Apparently, it comes from the name of Bill Goldberg, a professional wrestler who had sort of a signature move where he would just do what they called a spear, like just run at somebody and knock them over, I guess.
Yeah, so the word is D-O-G-B-E-R-G after his last name. And he's a massive man, just built like a mountain, and he kind of gets this look on his face. You can find videos on YouTube where he kind of lurks in the corner of the ring, and he does like a spear move at his opponent, who, you know, because they've set it up so the opponent is kind of oblivious, and just dives at this guy and just his opponent and whips him off his feet.
I am so glad to have a word for that. I've been wanting a big dog myself. You know, we have a little one, but we wanted a big one as well. But now I have a word for what I fear. You know, as much as I love big dogs.
Yeah, dogberg, because they are single-minded in pursuit of a squirrel or a gopher or whatever it is that they're after. And they ball, frisbee. They often don't see what's between them and their target.
Yeah, they're wonderful, but yeah. Being dogberg is not a good thing. Well, obviously, we talk about all different kinds of language on this show, and we'd love to talk with you. So give us a call, 877-929-9673, or send us an email. The address is words@waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. And my and my boyfriend are curious about what it means when you say, I'm going to suss it out. We're going to suss this out.
Ooh, what was happening that you needed to suss things out?
Well, so he learned this from a friend he was working with on a radio show, and they, anytime they would have to figure something out, that her, his friend would say, well, we need to suss this out.
Certainly can't go wrong with starting a show off with some surf music. Zombo right here in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh. And yes, this is the fourth week of my best of the year. And I'm already going to tell you right now, it's going to extend in the next week. Next week is gonna, just January. It's going to extend the first week in January. Leftovers. Okay. So what I did is it's a quarterly report. I managed to play the best music I could find, the best music that came my way the whole year of 2021. And I started at the beginning of December, you know, the first 3 months, second 3 months. Right? So this is the last quarter. This is the last 3 months. So it's stuff that I've just recently got. And then next week is going to be all the leftovers. So it's going to be still some really great music, but I couldn't squeeze it all in the 4 weeks. We're going to go on to five. So that was Surf Noir was the beginning. That's what this was. And it was the West Samoa Surfer League. And that was from their album Surf Noir from 2019. Actually, it was a mini album. But now I got to tell you, sometimes you'll get a record or I'll get a record. And it's just like, it really renews your faith in new music. You'll hear something that's like, wow, that is a new record. It is beautiful. It just kind of makes you tingle and it makes you feel good and it makes you feel like the world's a pretty decent place and it kind of gives you some kind of hope. Yeah, and it does happen. You do get that. What's a good word for not being able to express it? That kind of feeling, all right? And that is exactly up with this next record that came out by Wesley Stace. And if you haven't heard the name Wesley Stace before, that's actually the real name of John Wesley Harding. And he came out with some really nice, kind of almost like a cross between Elvis Costello, Bob Dylan, and Leonard Cohen. Really, really nice stuff. Here Comes the Groom was a fun record. And actually, he was on my radio show in Akron about 20 some odd years ago. And a really interesting guy. So that's the thing. I got this record, Wesley Stace. I didn't know who Wesley Stace was. And I'm listening to it, and it's just blowing me away. And I'm thinking, who is this guy? And it was just wonderful to find out that Wesley Stace is the real name of John Wesley Harding. So we're going to play a couple tracks from his new record called Late Style. And I think you'll really like it. It's just really wonderful music. Well, we're going to start off with Everything All the Time by Wesley Stace. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, playing the best music, my best music finds of 2021. And with rebroadcasts on the BBCQ and other shows on RadioCrown.com and complete downloads of everything you could possibly want of my radio shows at ZomboCo.com. And I have Mimi, my cat, actually on my lap now, so she cannot get beat up. So this is when I will protect her for a few fleeting moments till she gets skittish and runs off and gets her ass handed to her. All right, so this is Everything All the Time by Wesley Stace. In your brain.
not successful. Our kids won't get old. It's all a big mess. Better put your bright future on hold. I was lost in the stars, but it came to a premature end. Back to earth with a bump, I was jumped by a erstwhile boyfriend. Apparently someone isn't quite so on you and me, babe. Let's put the bright future on hold. Who are these people? Who let them in anyhow? You say believing. Well, honey, how about now? I'm too old for this shit, and their shoulders are cold. I don't want to get with it. I'll put the bright future. Expired. The trail is cold. fire. Let's put the bright future on hold.
You're just a big baby. You're driving me crazy. You gotta have it your way. You're just a big baby. Get grown, or get let go. You're just a big baby. You gotta stop misbehaving. My heart's not your plaything. Little man, don't you understand? You gotta straighten up before mama counts ten. You big baby, you're driving me crazy. Get grown or get flat going, you're just a big baby. You think you're a big star, but you're never gonna go far. You get A's in playing games, but you fail when it comes to loving me. You're just a big baby. You're driving me crazy. Get grown or get flat gone. You're just a big baby.
Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I told you it was going to be some good stuff, and it is the best music. And those last two records were all released this year. What we heard was Big Baby from Encore, which is the new Wanda Jackson album. Yeah, Wanda Jackson's probably in her 80s now. And it was put together with her and Joan Jett. So that was Big Baby from Wanda Jackson's new album, Encore. And I don't think it's a full album. It's only got like 8 songs on it. But Joan Jett was behind it. And it's just a bit of a rocker. We started it off, though. Man, those two tunes by Wesley Stace are just really renews your faith in music. Your Bright Future and Everything All the Time. And that's from Wesley Stace's new album called Late Style. And just to let you know, Wesley Stace is actually John Wesley Harding, but actually that's his real name, Wesley Stace. He kind of pulled a John Cougar Mellencamp kind of thing. All right, we got some rockabilly stuff coming up. We got some Wanda Jackson. I want some real old rockabilly coming your way. I got a couple really nice compilations over the year. This is one of them. It comes from a compilation called Interlake Rock. And it was from Bear Family Records out of Germany. And this is a tune that Big Sandy and the Flyrite Boys, you know, they play a lot of songs that are actually covers. They're kind of like, you know, like what ska bands used to do. Find really good songs that nobody's heard of and then play them. And then they kind of, you know, don't really say who does them. So you never know. But this is the original version of a song called Honky Tonk Queen by Larry Thornton. And you're listening to WRCT, Sambo in Your Brain, playing the best music finds of 2021.
Standing on the corner, acting like a jerk, laying in the streets both day and night. The owner of an Alabama. After two terms, he was free for life, but he fooled them all because they run his wife. Governor Wallace, Wallace for president. We need Wallace, Wallace for president. Take this land, and now's the time we can make our stand. You stand right up for your belief. He's an honest man, he's not a thief. Governor Wallace, Wallace for president. We need Wallace, Wallace for president. Yes, he takes down people and he'll put them to work instead of standing on a corner hacking like a jerk. Laying in the streets both day and night, they break our
sun comes up and the sun goes down. Hands on the clock keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoes untied, but I don't care. I ain't a figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair, and that's just wasted effort. Water in the well's getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months or more. But I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and the flies swarm in. Shut the door and then I'm sweating again. And in the process, I crack my darn chin, just one thing after another. The old brown mule, he must be sick, 'cause I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. Mouse a-chawin' on the pantry door. He's been at it for a month or more. When he gets through, he'll sure be sore, 'cause there ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dogs howlin', so forlorn. Laziest dog that ever was born. He's howlin' 'cause he's sittin' on a thorn, just too darn tired to move over. The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans, and there's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. Now I've et up the last of the pork and beans. I just can't depend on nothing. Cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. The fish quit biting last Saturday. Trouble's piling up day by day, and now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery and pains and woes and debts and taxes, and so it goes. Now I think I'm getting a cold in my nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Every Saturday night when I'm feeling just right, wide awake and really alive, I always go where the people go.
Hey!
32 Riverside Drive. I got a red hot date with the Cadillac 8. I'm gonna get my part of the jive. I always lose my blues when I use my shoes.
Hey!
At 32 Riverside Drive. If you've been a slaving and a saving your dough, and you've been a craving just some place to go, then shake the moths right out of your suit and give your horn a great big toot. You better slick your hair, limber up your feet. I'll be there when you arrive.
Just give yourself a brand new treat. Hey! 32 Riverside Drive. Every Saturday night when I'm feeling just right, wide awake and really alive, I always go where the people go. Hey! 32 Riverside Drive. Red hot date with the Cadillac 8, I'm gonna get my part of the jive. I always lose my blues when I use my shoes. Hey! 32 Riverside Drive. If you've been a slaving and a saving your dough, and you've been a craving just some place to go, then shake the malls right out of your suit and give your horn a great big toot. You better slick your hair, limber up your feet. I'll be there when you arrive. Just give yourself a brand new treat. Hey! At 32 Riverside Drive. Hey! At 32 Riverside Drive. Hey! At 32 Riverside Drive.
Oh, come on, sugar babe. Give me some of them hot buttered buns. Play off the mark. Oh, my sugar babe, she got 33, 45, 78. She's built like a record player. Sticks and stones may break my little old lusty top sourpuss bones, but them buns never hurt anyone. Look at it all, right? Oh, shake a tail feather, baby. There's a rooster in the house. Sugar babe, she got all kind of them buns. She got some of them great big old giant type size looking buns like that, yeah. She got some of them little old weenie old tiny buns, yeah. She got some of them wonder buns. She got some of them Langendorf buns. She even got some of them sunbeam buns. She got some of them host of creamy top chocolate buns with frosting on top. Most of all, yet and all that ripe too, she got some of them hot buttered buns, and ain't all she got either.
Good time, he falls to Jack. Ah! Colored eyes. es my sombrero. Whoa!
Very swell tune there from April Showers, called Abandoned Ship. About a year or two ago, a compilation came out called Gary Crowley's Lost 1980s. And there was some mighty fine new wave stuff on there that I've never heard before. That was one of them. Once again, that was Abandoned Ship by April Showers. Before that, we heard Joe Boxer. Joe Boxer's had a hit called Just Got Lucky. They were kind of like a, like they dressed up like sailors and stuff. And anyhow, that tune there was, Is This the First Time You've Really Been in Love? Nice little tune, Joe Boxer's. Slippery People, the Talking Heads tune, done by the Staple Singers. That was a real surprise to me. I did not know. The Staple Singers also did Life During Wartime. So they actually did another Talking Heads tune. I think this was probably right around the time of Wild Wild Life. But nice. The Monochrome Set. Can't go wrong with the Monochrome Set. And that was Jacob's Ladder. Sombrero by the Champs. Okay, now we're getting into like some older stuff. The band that did, of course, Tequila. Their follow-up was Sombrero. And then there was a compilation that came out this year also called I'll Be Your Mirror. The tribute, of course, to Velvet Underground and Nico. That was a wonderful version of Nico's Femme Fatale by Sharon Van Etten. And that's a new release that came out this year. Then a couple of really cool soul numbers here. We heard Alley Rat by King Coleman and Hot Buttered Buns by What's Happening. Okay, jumping back farther into old country music. I really, really get a kick out of Les Carrotop Anderson. He was a bunch of, he was kind of like a local dude in L.A., doing like these ranch parties, and he was kind of like one of these guys that just would just like sing anything, and he was really, really good at it. That was a bit of a swinging number called 32 Riverside Drive. All right, I played this strictly for historical purposes or hysterical purposes. We Need Wallace by the Crusaders. Yeah, a band doing a song to vote for George Wallace. Yay. Just goes to show there's never been a shortage of a-holes in the world. All right, not just now, but always. Then Life Gets Tejious by Tex Williams. And we had Honky Tonk Queen by Larry Thornton. And yeah, that kind of brings us all up to snuff. All right, so one artist I really became sort of obsessed with is a DJ called Pogo. And I just stumbled across his stuff just by mistake. You know, this year, just like going down the rabbit hole of the internet. I'm like, man, this guy's stuff is awesome. I featured him on my special program I did during Anatomy of the Ear. Plunderphonic is what I had this segment. I did play an hour of Plunderphonics. And that's where artists find clips, sections, bits, pieces, long things, and they smash them all together into a brand new tune. It's kind of like micro splice sampling. And it's really neat. And this guy is just a master of it. He's from Australia. And this tune I'm going to play for you is his chop up mashup thing from the movie My Fair Lady. Yeah, with Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn. It's really a neat tune. I think you may dig it. And so once again, you can rebroadcast of Zombo in Your Brain on the BBCQ The Planet. And you can download all the Zombo you could possibly make you sick on ZomboCo.com. So here's Absabloom by DJ Pogo. In Your Brain, WRCD Pittsburgh.